You ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garvin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Monday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you're having a good start to a good week. What a beautiful weekend, but winter settling in once again. Here in Woodbine at the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, Pat and Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue. Hello, fellows.
What's up, man? What's happening?
What's going
on?
Did you work last night?
No.
I know, man. I stayed up all that. They didn't go on the air with sports till like 11:15.
Yeah.
Then I go, I stayed up all the way, and John is
I thought I told you I was off all weekend because it's a bye weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I had the weekend off.
What did you buy?
I didn't buy anything. I bought some drinks. But, so Saturday was cool. It was like, it was just weird because when you're used to working weekends, you get antsy. I'm just laying on the couch watching football, watching the championship games, and then I was like, all right, I got to go to the gym. So I get up, go to the gym for like an hour, and I come back, and I do the same thing, plop right back down on the couch and watch some more ball. And yesterday, same deal, had the red zone fired up, so I was keeping an eye on all the NFL games. And so it was a nice weekend. The weather was pretty decent, so I didn't really do much. But, sorry, man, I thought you knew I had the weekend off.
No,
so.
It didn't impact my life.
I mean, you'd rather watch Steve and Hutton anyway than me. Maybe.
Anyway.
I'm good, man. How are you? How's your weekend?
Yeah, good. Just a lot of football, high school football, obviously college football, the NFL yesterday, the bye week. Of course, the Jags were the Jags yesterday, losing 37-7.
Jags are going to jag.
Mm-hmm. And just hope they just keep on jagging when they get here Sunday for the Titans' perspective. When you've got 18 players on the injured reserve.
I mean, it's you have to chuckle when you that's a ridiculous number, right? Because we won't have AJ again this week, correct? Because he's still on IR,
right?
Right.
And so, good morning, Patton. How you doing, my
General?
Friend?
Doing well, guys. Good to be here. I tell you what, Saturday's games. I just there's not one game I didn't enjoy. Early games, of course, the Alabama game, and then the games at night as well. The Michigan game, Iowa game wasn't good. Everything else I enjoyed greatly.
I got to give a shout out to my Pitt Panthers for winning the ACC. How about that move that Pickett did, the fake slide? Did you see that? Greg, did you see that?
I did not, no.
He scrambled and he ran, and then some defenders came up on him, and he made it look like he was going to go into a slide, and he faked it.
Yeah.
And he ended up running for a touchdown. So
yeah, they're 11-2, good football team.
This is the best season they've had since Marino left.
So, that was, I kept noticing the score, and it wasn't close for after it got out of hand. Mm-hmm. So I just stayed where I stayed.
They were trailing at one point, but then,
Then I'm, even watching the Predators. So let's start locally and work our way out. The Transperfect Music City Bowl, Thursday, December 30th, 2 p.m. on ESPN. For the first time in 42 years, Tennessee will play Purdue, and I think this is a really good matchup. Maybe Tennessee, certainly some fans would like to be in a more of a New Year's Day or a Florida Bowl game or whatever, but this is a perfect place for Tennessee to be in Heupel's first year. Purdue will travel well, and I think this is a really good matchup. Purdue's a slight favorite early in this one, so I think Music City Bowl hit it out of the park with this one.
Oh, I think it's a coup for the Music City Bowl because you look at the positive momentum surrounding the Tennessee program right now with Heupel, all the turmoil that they had during these past offseason, switching coaches, program change, all that kind of stuff, and to get 7 wins out of it and to come here for the Music City Bowl. And I think the folks at UT are smart enough to know this is basically going to be a 3.5-hour infomercial for their program and their university. So, I'm sure a lot of UT fans, like you said, would love to get a New Year's Six Bowl somewhere in Florida or whatever, or more tropical location. But this is a perfect fit for both the Music City Bowl and the University of Tennessee. And, facing a quality Big Ten team in the Purdue Boilermakers should be fun.
Yeah, and Purdue with Jeff Brohm, of course, head coach at Western Kentucky, the former Louisville quarterback. They're feeling awful good about their program as well. And their basketball team's, I think, what, number one in the country up there. And we're going to have a visit. Rob Blackman, way before you even came to town, Rob Blackman, nicknamed Bobby Blacktop, Ron Bargatze, and me did the morning show on this station. He's the voice of the Purdue Boilermakers basketball and for basketball and baseball. And he also does their sidelines for football, I believe. I don't know. He may be the football play-by-play. I guess I could look. But anyway, we'll talk to him. Eli Gold's going to be on with us tomorrow morning, the voice of the Crimson Tide, coming up at 10:25. Of course, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The Tuscaloosa News, Sunday mornings, if you haven't seen its front page headline, huge, the Empire Strikes Back. With the Alabama's win over Georgia. I just thought that was a really cool headline. Of course, Georgia was pretty amazing. I mean, Alabama was pretty amazing.
Yep. I mean Bryce Young was unbelievable. I mean, they couldn't get any pressure on him. And when you give a quarterback like that all day to throw, he's going to pick you apart, even with Georgia's defense. And, you know, that was, to me, that was the story of the game, just, you know, not being able to affect Georgia's defense, not being able to affect Bryce Young. They were fantastic on Saturday. They deserve to be the one seed now in the college football playoff. And, you know, they look to be steamrolling with a lot of momentum. I didn't think they would win that game. I thought Georgia would finally, you know, rise up and stand up to the one team that's kind of been in their way over these last several years. But I got a feeling they're going to run it back in a championship game, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they're both favored to get there. But Alabama beat Georgia 41-24, Big Ten, Michigan, no trouble with Iowa, 42-3. The American Athletic, Cincinnati with a 35-20 win, the first non-Power 5 to be in the college football playoffs. So I think justice was served there. Iowa State sort of, Oklahoma State rather, I keep saying Iowa State. Oklahoma State sort of yacked it up a little bit with its game win Friday night. That was Friday night, right? Baylor
winning. That was Saturday.
Saturday, yeah, that's right. Saturday, early Saturday morning. Saturday, yeah. 21-16 with Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. And Friday, December 31st, the college football playoff semifinal, the first game at 2:30, both these on ESPN. It'll be number one Alabama against number four Cincinnati. What do you think the spread is?
Alabama minus 14.
13 and a half. Look at you. Orange Bowl will be the other semifinal. Number two, Michigan. Number three, Georgia. That's 6:30 down at Hard Rock Stadium.
Georgia minus 10.
7.5. Did you know that 13 of the 14 SEC teams are in bowl games?
I knew that they were bowl eligible. So yeah, I mean,
first time ever.
Yeah,
pretty crazy.
And who's the one team that that's out? I think we all know.
We just let that.
Yeah, we'll just let that lie.
Just, yeah, right yeah, there yeah. over there. Just let it lie over there.
Right.
So
it's right over there, I see it. Yeah.
That way.
Yeah. That way. Yep.
That way.
Yeah.
I think it's west. Yeah. Anyway. MTSU, we already knew they will be playing the very first bowl game on Friday, December 17th, a week from Friday.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock in the morning. So, hey, I'm going to head right out of here on Friday. Drive down to the borough, got a little viewing party at a little local establishment there. So,
nice.
It beats going to the Bahamas. It really does. So, and right
the
here,
always beats the Bahamas. Yeah,
right here, the next morning, Saturday, December 18th, the Boca Raton Bowl, Western Kentucky, which lost to Texas San Antonio in the Conference USA Championship game. That was Friday night.
Yes,
This is a good matchup: Appalachian State and Western Kentucky. Mm-hmm. But here it is. It's in Boca Raton, which is a really good place for the Boca Raton Bowl. The game kicks off at 11 on a Saturday morning, 11 Eastern, 10 Central on our station, pregame at 9 o'clock, meaning the shoot around will be moved back to 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. So we've already been preempted by a bowl game 3 weeks in.
The shoot around, by the way, that's the great basketball show with you and Coach Tom Hodges, for those that don't know.
We kicked that off Saturday.
How'd it go? I got to go back and listen.
It was good. There was quite a few technical issues.
Okay, well, you're gonna have that, you know. It's
but the But it was the first one.
Yeah.
So Western Kentucky, and Appalachian State. We'll have the bowl games right here as well. We'll run down, we'll do our little fun thing we do every year, try to guess where these, now, like when I say the New Mexico Bowl, I mean, if you say Arizona, I'm going to throw you out that window.
Well, I used to live in New Mexico, so, you know, for a very, very short time.
Really?
That was really, really good.
That.
Well, I was born in upstate New York, in Rome, New York, but my dad was still serving his time in the United States Air Force. So his last station was Roswell, New Mexico.
That explains a lot of things.
Yeah.
You are an alien.
Yeah, my dad.
You
and it's
are
funny
an
because
alien.
After he retired.
I knew it.
After he retired, my dad was so into UFOs and aliens and studying that stuff. You go down to his office, he'd had stacks and stacks of magazines of like UFO conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
Of course he needed to find out who his child
right,
was.
He was like, how did I end up with this kid? You know?
Yeah,
so.
I had an alien, Grace, from age 15 to 17. She was abducted by aliens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then, through that stage.
Yeah, but then by the time she was getting ready to get out of high school and go to college, she realized, daddy's wallet.
Yeah, daddy ain't so bad after
daddy,
all.
Daddy's
daddy
wallet.
Daddy gives me money when I ask him, so I need to be nicer to daddy.
Now it's the other way around. I ask her for money.
She's balling out of control with the real estate, right?
Yeah.
Good on her, man.
Doing really well.
Good for her.
Very proud for her. And for me too.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably going to fall down with a stroke here any minute. got all of that set. We'll go over all the bowl games, especially get you caught up with who's. There's some really good, I love the bowl game.
Me too.
People say, oh, there's too many bowls. Well, guess what?
Don't watch. Right.
If you think there's too many bowl games, don't watch. But for 2/3 of these teams,
mm-hmm.
it's their pinnacle.
Absolutely,
it's,
man.
They're never going to make, Cincinnati's the first power, non-power five to get there.
I say this all the time as a guy that grew up a fan of Syracuse football. You know, it's not exactly, Syracuse is obviously a basketball school. We know that. But, a couple of years ago when Syracuse won under Dino Babers, they won like 10 games and got to a nice bowl game. And I think they won it. That's all I could ask for. I'm with you, Greg. I believe in rewarding these programs for having a good season, for having a winning season. They put so much into it in terms of preparation, work, and that kind of. It's a grind, and to be able to bring your team down to a bowl game, a nice trip, you get treated like kings all week. There's fun activities. It's your Super Bowl.
MTSU is going to Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Just keep the players out of the casino.
Right. But we all remember growing up as kids, people our age, right, Greg? I mean, New Year's Day, man, you wake up and you got games on all day.
Oh, yeah.
And just watch, you knew what time the Rose Bowl was, the Orange Bowl at night, the Fiesta. I love the bowl. I'm with you, man. I love the bowls.
Well, and every day during that stretch leading up to that, Christmas Day, we've got a bowl game, okay? And that's the NBA's day. I understand that.
Yeah.
But then Monday.
There is an NFL game on Christmas Day.
Yeah. And
Browns at the Packers.
Is there one or two?
I believe there's just one.
Really? Usually there's.
There might be
Saturday. There's usually two.
Yeah, I know for sure the Browns at the Packers is Christmas Day.
Pat, if you can pull yourself off that porn site, check that. he was doing it right now. Patton looked at me like, okay, fine. Everybody knows that was John, not Patton.
That's right.
All right, but that Monday, just the leading up, the 27th, two bowl games. The 28th, that's a Tuesday. 1, 2, 3, five bowl games. Wednesday. Four bowl games. Thursday, 1, 2, 4 bowl games, of course, including the Music City Bowl. Friday, the semifinals, plus the Gator Bowl, the Sun Bowl, the Arizona Bowl. Saturday, New Year's Day, Outback. Where am I looking? Citrus, Fiesta, mm-hmm. Rolls, and Sugar. Mm-hmm. And that's, six straight days of, 20-plus football games?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I love it. I mean, you don't want to. Did you check that? Just one game, too.
Yep, just one game.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Browns Packers, correct? Yeah, in Green Bay.
So, hold on. I just got an email. Oh, a very important email.
All right. Let me stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, for 2022 spring training Brewers tickets on sale now.
Hit the breaking news there, Patton.
A breaking correction for me. Colts and Cardinals are also they're the night game of the.
I thought there was.
Oh, okay.
That's Saturday. No, just because it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or not.
Right, right.
That Saturday usually has two games.
Well, yeah, once the college football season is over, it officially ends the regular season this Saturday with Army-Navy, right, which you can watch on News Channel 5. Then after that, we will start seeing NFL games on Saturday. They like to jump right in after college regular season is over
and
take up Saturdays as well. So,
but, yeah, still a lot to get to this morning. We're going to go over all the SEC teams. Still want to do a rundown of what happened down in the Blue Cross Bowl games in Chattanooga, Oakland, and Summit. Summit got down early, came back, made it a pretty good game, but Oakland was Oakland.
Congratulations to them. All the state championship winners, man. Great job all year.
And by the way, Tullahoma won, and I got a really good buddy that I owe dinner to now because every time they played Pearl Cone, remember that I was telling you about that, and they beat Pearl Cone, lost two games, both to Tullahoma. Hmm. But hey, down in the Tullahoma, Manchester, McMinnville, that corridor, tornado warnings right now.
Yeah.
So they're about an hour to 2 hours south of Nashville. There's the corridor of sort of the southern part of Tennessee is having a stretch there that they're looking at warnings, not watches.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that means it's coming.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yep. So got a lot to get to this morning.
Storm Shield app, folks.
Hey, yeah. And do want to mention the Preds. Preds, that was fun. I watched the end of this because I was at home watching. That's all I did was watch Saturday and roll over and watch again. Mm-hmm. The Predators 4, the Canadiens 3 in overtime. Forsberg's 11th goal came with 12 seconds to play in overtime. And he had lost his stick in, like, if you're looking at the floor, the near corner. And then Granlund had the puck circled around. Forsberg regathers his stick, comes around. The defense had forgotten about Forsberg on the backside. And Granlund put one right on his tape. Forsberg knocks it in. The crowd goes wild. What a great win. And it was packed down there Saturday night. They beat the Canadiens 4-3 in overtime. Luke Cunnan, a goal and assist on his 24th birthday. Anything? He's only 24 years old.
These kids are
He's babies. Like Patton's
age. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, 24 years old. So Tolvanen, a 22-game goalless streak. He broke that, got a goal, and Tanner Janot had gone 10 games without a goal, and he got one. So, good couple wins for them. They go to Detroit. I got to tell you a little story here. Detroit, Tuesday. Thursday, the Islanders. Friday, the Devils. And then a week from tonight, the Rangers. That Islanders, Devils, Rangers trip, I owe my daughter and son-in-law, and they've been married 4 years now. I owe them a honeymoon gift trip that I'm going with. But every year to take the New York City. So they've never been to New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to take them up there.
Got to go to New York City.
You know, I've got some connections up in the city that can help us out. And
for those of you listening that have never been to New York City, you got to go. Go to Times Square.
Yeah. Just go to all the boroughs. Yep. If you're going to be there just a weekend, just Manhattan.
Do Manhattan, Times Square. Yep.
Yeah, and work your way out from there. But anyway, so I'm off the hook this year. Again.
Right. Nice.
But so anyway. All right, that gets us going this morning. Teresa Walker coming up at 10:25. We're wide open. We keep it that way on Monday. We want to hear from you. 615-844-5600.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown. Hey, Nashville. The 2022 Vandy basketball schedules have arrived and are made available and free by the following sponsors. Alaco Hardwood Flooring, Ewing Baz Garage and Transmission, Master Battery, Joe Link Concrete Construction, Morton Plumbing, Nationwide Business Brokerage, Hargrove Body Shop, Eyewash, Clean Juice and Green Hills, and Rob Kelly Recovery Group. Please patronize these businesses. They're an asset to our community. This message is paid for and brought to you by Prestige Marketing, LLC.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms likely. Temperatures falling to around 41. Mostly clear tonight, low around 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 43. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
John Burton Show presented by Omni Nashville Hotel Cock and Cold Hall. Coldest team in town. Pat and Cook running things quite adeptly right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Studer Center. Unadeptly, he said, the Strike and Spare Family Fun. That's what I get for being so cute. I'm trying to throw adeptly in there.
Right.
He's just running the board. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. And the F&M Bank phone line is 615-844-5600. Let's go to the phones.
And now it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
Well, that music can only mean one thing. It is time to go around the National Football League with Eric. Morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to get to NFL in a minute.
I'm sure you will.
We know.
Well, I want to talk about the college football playoff in the Final Four. Guys, I'll tell you what, I was stunned what Alabama did to Georgia. I did not think they would put up 41 points, because this is supposed to be probably the best team the Georgia's had, one of the greatest defense they had. They got up to a 10-0 lead, and got to give Nick Saban credit. He exposed Georgia's secondary, and I tell you what, it's just, I was stunned, guys. You know, people can argue whether or not Alabama should have been number one, Michigan number one. I don't know about that, but here's the thing, guys. I definitely didn't think they wanted a rematch of Alabama and Georgia a month later. And also, they definitely wanted to, if it's going to be for the next championship, good possible, Alabama and Michigan. Guys, I tell you what, whether it's fair or not, guys, you know, I think Kirby Smart's a good coach, but I know he was getting hammered for not making a quarterback change in the game. They said social media was going nuts on him. And I will say this. I think if Georgia loses to Michigan, which it would not shock me if they did, I was surprised they were as big as as they are, then people, whether it's fair or not, are going to say, and I'm hearing the talk that, oh, Kirby Smart's a fraud, the Georgia football team's a fraud, whether it's fair or not. But I do give Michigan a shot to beat them, and I don't know if Cincinnati's going to beat Alabama, but I think they could make it close, especially with their defensive backs and the fact that Georgia lost that wide receiver that they lost. Alabama lost the wide receiver that they lost in Saturday's game.
Yeah, Metchie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he gone?
I think he's gone.
I think, didn't they say he had a torn ACL?
Yeah, I knew.
I'm pretty sure he's done.
You know, the thing though, I think they got it right. Alabama won. With the best win of any team in the country this year. Okay. Michigan number two because it was the Big Ten champion with one loss. Yeah, yeah. Georgia at three. You know, you say, well, what's the difference between two and three? I don't know, home team and wearing whatever colors the home team wears. But I think moving them to three was exactly. And I don't think it was to keep Alabama and Georgia apart, although I think they would have done anything that they could to do that. And no one wants to see a Georgia-Alabama rematch, okay, in the semifinals.
Right, right.
Okay?
In the championship game, sure.
And then Cincinnati right there, you had to wonder if Oklahoma State would have taken care of business, what it would have been between those two. But
would they leapfrog Cincinnati?
You know? Yeah. I mean, because you have a Power 5 conference champion with only one loss.
And I'll say this, guys, I don't know if people agree with me. I think if Alabama had lost to Auburn and then beat Georgia, I still think they would have gotten here.
Yeah, because they would still have the best win of any team in the country.
Yeah. I know there's never been a two-loss team that's gotten in before, but I think in this case, I agree with you, Eric. I think Alabama would have been in regardless.
And, guys, NFL, quickly, there's three games I want to talk about particularly. First of all, I'm real happy for the Detroit Lions finally getting that monkey off their back in the first win.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. D. I know he's in a good mood this morning.
I'm happy for him, but it's like, what kind of defense was this on the plan on that last play?
Prevent defense, man. Prevent you from winning.
Yeah. But, hey, give mad props to Detroit finally getting that win, and also what Campbell did after the game, dedicating that ball.
You know, I heard Chris Collinsworth last night, say he had, for some reason, on show prep for other teams, he'd been watching Detroit. Yeah. Detroit's not been that bad.
They've been highly competitive in most of their games.
Yeah. I knew they were going to finally get somebody. Guys, and the Steelers-Ravens, what a game yesterday. I don't have a problem with Harbaugh going for two. He said that the secondary was beat up and everything like that. But, Pittsburgh gutted out a great win. And Lamar Jackson, he again struggled. He got sacked, I think, what was it, four times?
At least five times that I remember.
And got picked. So, you know, you wonder if Baltimore's going to be able to hold up because they've got a ton of injuries too. And basically, Lamar had been carrying the team on his back. So,
yeah, they've been kind of doing it with duct tape and paper clips with all the injuries they've had. But Lamar looks like he's regressing a little bit, although that drive to get him down the field and in the end zone to put him in position for the two-point try I thought was pretty impressive. But I agree with you. Go for the win.
And in fact, I think they've got the toughest schedule left because they still got to play Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh again, as well as Green Bay and the Rams. So Baltimore could be in a little bit of trouble. And now, lastly, guys, last night's game between Kansas City and Denver. You got to give them credit, but it's just like now the defense has stepped up for the Chiefs, but their offense is terrible. I don't know why they're struggling.
They're dropping passes, and Mahomes kind of looks uncomfortable in the pocket at times. It's crazy.
It's just don't know what they're scheming. If teams are really scheming differently against them or whatever, if their offense gets together, then they'll probably be the first because the defense is playing.
But they're not doing that. But it's, the thing is, Eric, they're not doing a whole lot. They're just staying back in a cover two shell, and they're just basically making Mahomes play quarterback and not be an athlete.
It's just going to be interesting if they play off against the team that's got a really good offense. Could they be in trouble? But we'll see, guys. But, guys, I'll let you go. Y'all take care. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See you, Eric. Go ahead, Eric. All right. See you, Eric.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night, folks.
Well, tonight, obviously, the Bills and the Patriots.
Huge game.
Yeah. Bills.
I'll be hunkered down for that one.
Bills at 7-4 and the Patriots 8-4. So by the end of the night, there are going to be five teams at 8-4 and another one at 8-5. Right. You got
Patriots the Chiefs, as of right now, the top seed, the Titans,
the Ravens. So you can have four teams.
Right.
If the Bills win, or you could have one 9-win team. The Bills are 3-point favorites. I think the Bills take care of business tonight. I really do.
I think New England's red hot, and they've had the Bills' number. So I'm
Bills might. But
you want to put a little lunch wager?
How many you owe me now? Four.
You owe me at least seven.
I don't owe you anything. You know that. it's got to be at least three. I know it's at least three lunches you owe me. So, but anyway, I'll just I'd rather you not pay. That way I can have them hang over your
right,
head.
So you can come on the radio and talk about what a deadbeat I am.
Or maybe, you know, Big Joe, by the time he left, owed me 14.
Right.
So, but he was unabashed about it. You try to slink around and never bring it up. You know, I always say, hey, have some lunch. John's in the car going.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
see ya.
He's already gone.
Yeah, I'm halfway down I 440. Yeah.
Want to recap Blue Cross Bowl Saturday, 6A, Oakland 43, Summit 26, and Summit's really good. Oakland's better.
Oakland is a machine, man. Yeah, you're right. Both teams are outstanding. That was the matchup everybody's waiting for. Both teams undefeated. First time ever, right, that you had a championship game with two teams that had won the championship
previously.
Yeah, two
defending champions.
Because one team moved up, yeah.
Yeah, so. Summit moved up from 5A.
Right.
In 4A, good for Tullahoma, undefeated season, beating Elizabethton 21-14, and really one of the best high school football coaches the state's ever seen, John Olive. He's the one who got the Maryville train rolling before George Quarles took over, announced his retirement yesterday. What a great run he had. Yeah. Just a class act.
What a way to go out, too.
And he's a class act.
Yeah.
And so good for Tullahoma. I got one of my good buddies is from Tullahoma, and he was down on – he had field pass, and he was – my buddy Paul. I don't know if you've met my guy I go down to Pine Island with quite often.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that keeps – he was texting me photos from the field. He got a picture with the championship trophy holding it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that city, good for Tullahoma.
Absolutely.
And again, John Olive, just really a Hall of Fame coach, announced his retirement. In 2A Westview, we saw why Ty Martin's going to Alabama. He's just throwing it all over the yard, 55-14. And then on Friday, Powell beat Page 42-34 in the 5A. 3A, Alcoa 45-14 over East Nashville. 1A, South Pittsburg. And McKenzie 24-21. And then we'd already talked on Friday about in AAA Division II, Macaulay over MBA, Lipscomb over CPA, and DCA. Again, Paul Wade and the crew out there with a win over Nashville Christian. So they had beautiful weather three straight days. It was Chamber of Commerce in Chattanooga.
What an advantage it was, you know, for the kids to be able to play a championship game in favorable weather. So you just go out there and let it all hang out. Yeah, some really, really fun games from great young athletes out there, man. I saw some big plays like what was his name? Forget his name, the kid for East Nashville that made that leaping catch over the defensive back, I think it was. I mean, you just saw some spectacular – and, like, the level of athleticism for these high school athletes now as compared to when a couple old geezers like us were in high school, Craig.
Even 10 to 15 years ago,
really.
Yeah, I know.
It's phenomenal. I mean, these kids – because they have great access now through YouTube and social media and all these programs to, you know, get the proper nutrition. And you know, back in our day, we just trained. Like, we just go in the weight room. These guys are doing sports-specific training to make them faster, more explosive. It's fun to watch these kids perform, man. They look like little pros out there. It's fun.
Well, the commitment for high school football in this state, it is what it is.
The only thing I don't like, Greg, and I'm curious to know your thought on this. You know, the thought of kids specializing in only one sport. Back in our day, we played everything, right?
Yeah, I agree. Specialization, really. But I guess if you look at what football coaches, they'll still look, well, does he run track and field?
Mm-hmm.
Does he play baseball? Does mm-hmm. he play basketball?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them. But the specialization is in more of the specific sports.
Yeah.
Basketball, though, is big. And baseball. There's travel teams for softball, baseball, basketball, especially.
Right.
You don't have football travel teams,
no.
obviously. But, you know, and they can only, you know, practice at certain times where basketball can, you know, they go to summer camps, clinics.
Sure.
They can get together all summer long.
But I just remember, you know, when I was high school age, I'm sure you thought the same thing, like, I was a much better football player than I was a basketball player, right? I mean, looking back, I mean, if I could go back in my hot tub time machine, I probably would specialize in maybe just football or whatever. But I loved playing basketball. I wasn't very good, but I loved to play, you know, and I loved being around it. I loved being in a gym. So, I don't know. It's a different landscape now. I completely understand, but, you know, I like it when kids, you know, play more in one sport.
Yeah, I think especially when you see a lot of it, like I said, with the travel teams.
Yes.
So, excuse me.
Phlegm out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, been doing a lot better. We're doing a lot
better. You sound
better.
You sound...
Yeah, the antibiotics are working.
Yeah, you sound good. Your energy level is way up. Yeah, good for you, man.
That's
something else.
Hey, the NFL is heading into the home stretch, and they're giving us a big Week 13 divisional matchup tonight between rivals, Patriots, and Bills. Doesn't get any better than that. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Now, which side you like? Hey, you already said you're taking you like the Patriots plus the 3. I like the Bills to get back to where the Bills are, as I think maybe the best team in the AFC. We'll see tonight, but you can do parlays, the money lines, the spreads, touchdown scores, prop bets, over-under on passing yards, anything you want. It's at FanDuel, a sports betting made simple, and always looking to hook you up with great offers. It is the number one rated sportsbook app in America. Easy to use, safe and secure. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. How about that? Already a FanDuel sportsbook user, FanDuel hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend gets the $50 as well. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with the promo code GREGP before tonight's matchup. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. And remember to use that promo code GREGP so they know I sent you.
Promo code GREGP.
Exclusively on the FanDuel Sports app. Now, you have to be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. We'll take a break. More phone calls on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Are you suffering from bad gift giving? Look for the signs. Do people avoid eye contact when opening your gifts? When your friends say, you really shouldn't have, do they really mean you really shouldn't have? On more than one occasion, have you been re-gifted the same gift you gifted that person the year before? If so, the new Holiday Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery might be right for you. Available now at your local retailer. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Side effects include invitations to more parties and less awkward looks at gift exchanges.
Dashing through the store with a dollar in your hand. Through the aisles you go. Here's a winning grand. Scratch your ticket now. Blow away the dust. And if you've got the luck, you could win some bucks. Oh, Tennessee Lottery. Make your season green. It just takes a little luck, a dollar and a dream. Hey, Tennessee Lottery. Making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to play the lottery tonight.
Play new Holiday Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Hey, Nashville. The 2022 Vandy basketball schedules have arrived and are made available and free by the following sponsors. Alaco Hardwood Flooring, Ewing Bass Garage and Transmission, Master Battery, Joe Link Concrete Construction, Morton Plumbing, Nationwide Business Brokerage, Hargrove Body Shop, Eyewash, Clean Juice and Green Hills, and Rob Kelly Recovery Group. Please patronize these businesses. They're an asset to our community. This message is paid for and brought to you by Prestige Marketing, LLC.
Did you know that most adults with autism are unemployed, and a major hurdle is the lack of job opportunities? That's why Autism Speaks is teaming up with Lee Container, the J. Donald and Laurel Lee Family Foundation Fund, and Delivering Jobs to create a more inclusive workforce in the U.S. Are you an HR professional, community leader, or business owner? Join us in creating a workforce where people of all abilities can contribute and thrive. To learn more, visit autismspeaks.org/employment.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
It's
It's the Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Greg Poe, John Burton. Little breaking news. Well, already yesterday it was announced that longtime Clemson defensive coordinator Brent Venables is going back to Oklahoma. He was at Oklahoma under Stoops before he went to Clemson. He is now returning to Oklahoma as the head coach. I think that's an excellent hire.
I think it's a home run hire. Yeah, you know, I mean, I really Venables has been one of the hottest coaching candidates in college football for at least the last 5-6 years. And I think he realized, you know, now that the bloom is off the rose with Clemson, they had kind of a down year. Maybe they need to retool a little bit. The time's right for him to, you know, move on and, you know, go to Oklahoma. And, you know, good job by Oklahoma kind of recovering after, you know, what's the coach's name? I can't even think
Lincoln
of it.
Riley.
Lincoln Riley kind of left them at the altar. So, yep. Yeah, I think it's a good hire for both the coach and school.
I like it because he's on the defensive side of the ball. Because you better play some defense in the SEC. Okay?
That's right. And, you don't have to in the Big 12. You better in the SEC. Yeah, you're so right. Good point.
Also, breaking news, Patton. What do you have over there? Just breaking?
Yeah, according to Pete Thamel, he is saying that Manny Diaz has been fired by Miami. Of course, one of the main names being thrown around is Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal.
Yeah, back home. He was at FIU. Cristobal was.
Mario played at Miami, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a local kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a
Miami kid.
Well, not any more local than Manny Diaz. Manny Diaz's father was the mayor of Miami. So, anyway, and I got to know Manny. He was a defense coordinator at MTSU under Andy McCollum back in the early 2000s. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank phone line. And there's Tony in Nolensville. What up, Tony?
Tony!
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope everybody did all right this weekend. Greg, you won your pick, so that was good.
Which pick? My underdog pick. Yeah. You know,
who'd you have?
I had Baylor, and George had
Oklahoma State. No, they were favorites, obviously. No.
Well, let's put it this way, Pogie. The loser, only loser out of the four was Watson.
One of them had Watson, who is so far in last place that he's actually facing the other way. the only one that didn't have a winner Saturday.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I love Watson. We all do. But he don't know if he wants to keep doing this or not. It's really
no, but fun. You know the thing about it is for attention's sake, you either want to be first or last, right? You know.
Yeah.
That is true.
If you're going to be bad, be good at it.
You don't want the highest price home. You don't want the lowest price home.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm so middle class. Well, I can't even say it because it rhymes with
there
class.
There you go. as far as Alabama goes, we had talked about it before. You let Alabama stay around and don't put them away, they will find a way to win in that fourth quarter. It's something, I don't know what he feeds them down there, what he does, but it is amazing how they continue to just do what they do. And, you got to tip your hat to them no matter who else you follow. I heard a stat this weekend, Pokey. Alabama, I think since 2004, maybe 2014, I got the year wrong, but it's irrelevant. They have been the underdog only 3 times going into a game.
Since 2000, since 2009.
All 3 times they've won the game
By
17 or more points.
It was 2009, the SEC championship game to Florida. They won outright as an underdog. And then in a regular season game at Georgia, They went there maybe, what, 5 years ago, as a, 4 or 5 years ago as an underdog and won outright. So,
something's yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Let me throw this at y'all and get y'all's take on this. First of all, I've got one comment that I'm going to leave you on this question. First of all, I don't know, wonder how they feel over here on West End, and I'm a Vandy fan, but how they feel on West End being the only team not going to a bowl game this year.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
And it seemed like on the SEC Network where they did their bowl selection show last night, they reiterated that statement. They didn't say it that way. They just kept saying 93% of the schools in the SEC is going to bowl games. Yeah. They said it about 3 or 4 times, and I thought, that was sticking hard, you know, a dagger in the heart. But my question I want to ask y'all this. I was watching the Iowa-Michigan game, the final parts of it. Iowa is out of timeout. Michigan's got the ball with 2.5, 3 minutes to go. They're at the 27-yard line going in. They're up, I think it was 38-3, something like that, and they're throwing the football. They're passing the football. Not once, but on 3 consecutive downs to where they got an interception, a pass interference in the end zone, and then they stuck the ball in. I thought that was absolutely running the score up. I thought it was a bad look for Harbaugh. I don't know if he was trying to get style points or what, but I thought it was pretty pathetic, pretty cheap on his part.
I didn't see it, so I can't really speak to it. But I don't know, Greg, did you see that?
I did not, yeah. But, you know.
That was the scenario. Though.
Yeah, you know. I
mean, Harbaugh's a weird guy, yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah, Harbaugh's a weirdo. He's a psycho. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Just kind of shrug your shoulders and be like, all right.
Well, I know what people say. Hey, you don't want them to score, keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that's the old saying, but, you know, there's a lot of things rubbing your nose in it, too.
Yeah.
And if I was a defensive lineman for Iowa, I'm going to go hit me somebody so damn hard. I'll get another penalty.
Well, I'm Harbaugh, I just want to get the game over with, not get anybody hurt, and get the hell out of there. You know, you won. Right. You know you're in. You know, so just, yeah, from that standpoint, yeah, just get out of there.
Throw 3 passes from the first pass was completed, and so they're at the, like, the 20, and then throw 2 more passes, get a pass interference in the end zone, then they do a running play and get another score.
I'd have to go back and look at it, Tony. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Please do. It's there. Hey, guys, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to go eat some breakfast with some buddies. Y'all have a great show. Always love to start my week off listening to you.
All right. Bon appetit, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it, man. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up right after it.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
Touchdown, Leonard Fournette.
Witness tomorrow's NFL stars this December at the Transperfect Music City Bowl.
Eli back to throw, avoids pressure, steps up, has a man wide open, Armstrong in the end zone, touchdown.
Don't miss a second as two of college football's most exciting programs from the SEC and Big Ten go head-to-head on Thursday, December 30th at 2 p.m. inside Nissan Stadium. For more information on this year's game, including ticket availability, visit MusicCityBowl.com to get your tickets today.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 74. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 50. Clouds and a stray shower Saturday, high 64. Cloudy with showers likely Sunday, high 68. Utilizing the resources of the Bullabug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Respectful John Burton's show, Pat and Cook, presented by Omni National Hotel in Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. A little college basketball, a lot of stuff going on over the weekend. Vanderbilt falls at SMU 84-72. Tennessee on the road gets a good win at Colorado. Kennedy Chandler, 27 points, true freshman. He's a baller. Just a stud. A one and doneer.
Yep. Enjoy him while you can, Vols fans. Yep.
And I mean, you're talking about a lottery pick for him.
Sure looks like it.
And one big win for the conference, Alabama beat Gonzaga in Seattle, 91-82. Because we're Gonzaga's in Spokane, on the totally other end of the state. But so anyway, good win for Alabama with that. We've got Grizzlies basketball tonight. The Grizzlies have won four in a row without Ja Morant. They beat the Mavericks 97-91 Saturday night. Tonight, 6:30, 7 o'clock, the tip-off down at the FedEx Forum against the Miami Heat. But, hey, the Grizzlies playing some pretty good basketball without Ja Morant. I think it's going to be still a couple more weeks before Ja Morant gets back.
Don't they have a better record than the Lakers do right now?
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But you know, that we'll see. I don't know. Do you think that'll hold up?
I don't know. I just
I know you hope it.
The pieces parts for the Lakers just don't seem to be working, you know what I mean, on a consistent basis. So, I'm starting to believe it might hold up, to be honest with you.
Well, anyway, so we got that game tonight as well. Of course, the Music City Bowl with Tennessee and Purdue. We'll talk about that. 8-4 Purdue, 7-5 Tennessee. 42 years since these teams have played. Third trip for UT. And the very first one was 2010 when they played North Carolina, and I wasn't working. And that's the Dane tailgate moonshine gate story.
Yes.
I went to their tailgate. That's about all I can remember. And
that's all I have to say about that.
I wasn't working. I had no credential, nothing. You know, I wasn't.
You're a grown man. You're over 21. You can do whatever you like within reason.
But yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Things happen.
I don't know. How do you spell yeesh? Well, yeesh. I knew how you spell it.
What does Dane always say? We're undefeated at tailgating.
Yeah. You know how you spell yeesh? M-O-O-N-S-H-I-N-E. Yeah. That's how you spell it.
That's also how you spell heartburn.
And the other one, that one, they lost to North Carolina, then they beat Nebraska in 2016. So a lot of people think this is only the third time they've been to the Music City Bowl. You think they've been there a lot.
Yeah, I read that over the weekend. I was pretty surprised to hear that.
And I think it's a good spot. I really do I think sell out pretty close to it. Want it in the 50s, at least upper 50s.
Yeah, and it's going to be great for recruiting. Yeah. Like I said, it's a 3.5-hour infomercial for the University of Tennessee in their home state.
You know? Yeah, and there's a lot of them players from the mid-state and this state are vamoosing.
Yeah.
They are vamoosing. Exactly. That means you go elsewhere.
There, you go to the Music City Bowl, you have a good performance, and, you know, hopefully you win the game. But if not, you know, if you have a good performance, you know, there's a lot of young, impressionable, you know, 4- and 5-star potential athletes out there that, you know, are going to have their eyes affixed on this game. And so a great opportunity. It's free. It's like I said, it's free recruiting. It's an infomercial.
Well, what we're going to do, we do it every year, and I really enjoy doing it because it embarrasses John. And we're going to go over the bowls, okay. And I'm going to tell you the name of the bowl. And Patton, you can play along too. And you guys tell me where it is. Okay. Now, I mean, the New Mexico Bowl. I mean, that's, you know, if you say Phoenix, you're fired. Yeah. I don't have the hiring capability. Boy, if I did. Yeah. Anyway,
can you imagine if you did?
We're moving on.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up at 10:25 this morning, as she always does, Associated Press writer Teresa Walker. We're going to run down the bowls. We'll top them off with the SEC teams, all 13 of them, right? It's a 13-team league, right? So we'll do that and your phone calls as well.
News, I'm Jim Ryan. 17 states are now reporting cases of the new and what's believed to be more contagious strain of COVID-19. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says Omicron may produce less severe symptoms. The leaders of the U.S. and Russia are picking up the hotline tomorrow.
The president says this is going to be a long discussion tomorrow with Vladimir Putin. It's their first that we know of since July. And Biden has said he's going to make it very, very difficult for Russia to invade Ukraine. But the big question is how? How far is this administration willing to go to prevent this? We know they are considering putting in place another round of harsh economic sanctions. But based on what we've seen in the past, it's not likely that that's going to be enough to deter Vladimir Putin.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. The parents of the alleged school shooter in Michigan are now behind bars along with their 15-year-old son. James and Jennifer Crumbly insist they were not trying to flee after they were arrested at a Detroit warehouse over the weekend. The parents face involuntary manslaughter charges. This is ABC News.
Do you want to be a hero for the holidays? How about getting your loved one a new iPhone? That's right. Pure Talk has iPhone 12 starting at just $479 through the end of the year. And sure, they have 13s too. Switch to Pure Talk. Great nationwide 5G coverage. Yes, the same coverage as the big guys, but the average family saves over $800 a year. Now that's just smart. There's no need to overpay for Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Plus, with Pure Talk's 30-day risk-free guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And like I said, the iPhone 12, just $479. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jill50, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Plus, save on a new phone. That's #250, say Jill50. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting our local schools and student athletes has always been part of our community game plan. From personal loans to mortgage loans, our local lending experts are here to support you every step of the way. Let us help your family get your financial game plan together at any of our 28 Wilson Bank and Trust locations in Middle Tennessee or at wilsonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold, it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
You know, about 8:45, I'll send out a tweet about the show. Mm-hmm. Pat will send out the one with her big, big logo that's been nicely done. And
right.
So I
usually retweet it because you make me.
I understand. Well, it shouldn't be a make you thing, since you're part of the show.
I'm just jerking your chain.
I know your name's second on the bill, but anyway.
Thanks for reminding me.
Actually, you're third, and the very first one is the.
Exactly.
And show, but in this, those other two parts are very replaceable. Well, yeah, the Greg Pogue and John Burton parts.
Right.
But anyway, I got it done and everything. I don't know, just got done. And I looked, and because, you know, usually Patton, you guys do retweet my tweets about the show.
Sure.
And yeah. I didn't see them. And
right.
I got it finished. I got it, the logo loaded, never tweeted it. Just sitting right there.
I was just about to ask you, you set it up and you never sent it, right?
No, yeah, I just sent it. And it's really cute. You know,
I do that a lot at work at News Channel 5 because, like, we build our own graphics, and I'll take like a good 5-10 minutes to build this really nice graphic filled with information. I'll put a nice picture in there, and then like 5 minutes before I go on, the technical director will call and be like, "We don't have your graphic. What do you mean? I never sent it. I built it. I never sent it."
Yeah, that's what I did. And I usually lately been having these little cutesy, snarky comments.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
So, anyway, trying to be a little creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready for this?
Let's do it.
You ready for this? This is.
I'm ready.
We're going to start with our teams of that we focus on, the SEC, and obviously the two non-powers that we are affiliated with. All right, and so what we'll do, I'll tell you the name of the bowl. You tell me where it is, and your lifeline is Pat.
Okay.
Right? All right. Bahamas Bowl. All right, that's MTSU in Toledo on December 17th. All right, here we go.
I'm going to say that's in the Bahamas.
The Cure Bowl.
Cure Bowl?
C-U-R-E, Cure Bowl. That's Friday night, December 17th. The Cure Bowl.
Cure Bowl?
Cure.
I've never heard of the Cure Bowl. Oh, man. Boise, Idaho. I have no idea.
I'm going to go San Antonio, Texas.
Orlando, Northern Illinois.
What's Cure? Is that
it's when you get better.
Weren't they a college rock band?
Well,
in the 80s?
No, they were an English, very much very popular. One of my favorites, as a matter of fact, The Cure.
Yeah.
Out of England, very very good band.
Yeah, good group.
It's Friday, I'm in Love.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But anyway. Okay, then Saturday, December 18th, of course, we've got this game right here at 10 a.m. kickoff, 9 o'clock pregame, Saturday, December 18th, Boca Raton Bowl, Appalachian State in Western Kentucky. Where is it?
Boca Raton, Florida.
Right. Celebration Bowl. Of course, that's where the SWAC and the MEAC send their champions instead of sending them to the FCS playoffs. So they play this instead of trying to win a national championship, which I don't figure.
Yeah,
but anyway,
weird.
They get this TV game in.
Oh, that's got to be New Orleans.
Yeah, it's Atlanta. The New Mexico Bowl.
Well.
Okay. All
it's
right.
In New Mexico, the state of New Mexico.
Right.
Do you want me to guess the city?
That's, well, no. But go ahead. I mean, how many cities in New Mexico get any name? Used to live
there. Roswell, Albuquerque, Mesa. No, that's in Arizona.
What's
Roswell and Albuquerque?
Oh, but there's one you got to get. That's sort of the artsy fartsy place there. Big food scene. Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
There, yeah.
Duh.
Uh-huh. And okay, Independence Bowl.
New Orleans. No, Memphis. No. Charlotte?
Shreveport.
You're all over the map. He just took a tour of the South. Independence Bowl is in Shreveport. Yep, BYU and UAB. All of these still on December 18th. The Lending Tree Bowl. Where is that? The Lending Tree Bowl.
I want to say Charlotte, but I don't think that's right. Patton, help me.
He doesn't know either. No. Mobile, Alabama. Eastern Michigan and Liberty. The L.A. Bowl.
Los Angeles, California.
Lower Alabama.
Oh.
Nope, Lower Antioch.
Lower Antioch.
Yeah, the L.A. Bowl. Is that new? I don't
it's
remember.
Be, right?
Yeah,
yep.
This is in Inglewood. Yeah. It's SoFi Stadium.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
Yeah, that is right.
The Jimmy Kimmel's the...
He's got his name
on it. He's got his name on a bowl? How cool is that? Good, you're right, Jimmy.
I should have just said Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. Where is it? But, yeah, and that, Oregon State and Utah State in that one. The New Orleans Bowl. That is Louisiana and Marshall. Is Billy Napier going to coach that?
I believe he is. I thought I read somewhere that he is going to coach it.
Yeah. And then Monday, December 20th, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. That's Tulsa and Old Dominion. Tuesday, December 21st, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Boise.
The Frisco Bowl is San Diego State and Texas San Antonio. The Frisco Bowl.
Can I say San Francisco, California? Or
no.
It's not San Francisco, California. It's where the 49ers play, which is in.
You're just way off.
It's Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, it's Frisco, Texas. Right.
Mm-hmm. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do every year. The Wednesday, December 22nd, the Armed Forces Bowl, Missouri and Army.
New Orleans.
Where is that?
New Orleans.
I have no idea.
Fort Worth. The guests on Thursday, December 23rd, the Gasparilla Bowl.
Now that's in New Orleans. It's got to be. No, Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. The Gasparilla was the pirate.
That's right.
Right. Gasparilla. That is Florida in Central Florida.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. What's the spread?
I don't know.
Well, I guess.
Florida, Central Florida. I'll bet you Central's favorite. I'm going to say Central minus four and a half.
I'll take that bet. Yeah. Florida minus 6.5. By the way, Missouri Army, what was the...
Who's coaching that game for Florida?
Because
Mullen's out.
I think Urban Meyer. Anyway, okay, here's you another one. The Frisco Football Classic.
Not Frisco, Texas?
It is Frisco, Texas again.
Yeah. Frisco has two bowls? Wow, mm-hmm. good on you, Frisco.
Isn't that where Jerry World is?
Pretty sure, yes.
No, Jerry World's in Arlington, in the Metroplex.
It's at the Toyota Stadium.
Toyota Stadium, Frisco, Texas. Memphis is playing in the Hawaii Bowl. You know Hawaii used to be spelled, when I was growing up, mm-hmm. Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Hawaii. When did that happen?
Probably about
10 years ago?
Maybe about 10 years ago.
Not very long ago.
Because I guess technically it's not Hawaii, it's Hawaii. So.
Well, that explains it.
Right.
All right.
Like Marcus Mariota, his actual pronunciation of his name is Marcus Mariota.
Yes. Our friend, I can't think of his name right now, Bill, would text us that all the time about the incorrect pronunciation of Mariota to Mariota to Marota or
Mariota.
Or whatever. Anyway, Memphis and Hawaii. What's the spread? No.
Memphis minus 5. I have no idea.
3.5.
Okay,
Christmas Day, we've got one bowl game. Camellia Bowl. Ball State and Georgia State. Camellia Bowl. Where's the Camellia Bowl?
I want to say Atlanta, but that's probably not right.
I'm going to go Birmingham.
Montgomery.
Nice.
Monday, December 27th, the Quick Lane Bowl. I guess that's a oil change thing, right? Quick Lane Bowl?
It's either that or I think it's like a
Western Michigan and Nevada.
Quick Lane Bowl?
Nevada. Quick Lane Bowl. Western Michigan and Nevada.
Tempe, Arizona.
Think.
Western Michigan, Atlanta.
Is it Detroit because of Detroit? The car thing?
There you go. Got the connection there. Quick Lane, okay. And Western Michigan.
And you
Michigan.
Have a Michigan team involved?
I think he used some analytics there. You know, instead of John just throwing crap on the wall and hope it sticks.
That's right.
Military.
It's got me this far.
Yeah, really. Can't argue with me over here either. If I'm a crap sticker thrower ever of all time. Military Bowl. East Carolina, Boston College. That's on Monday, December 27th. Of course, there's two games during the day because they have Monday Night Football that night, so they're not going to go head-to-head of that.
Right.
So that's why I like the bowls. The bowls in the NFL sort of go around each
other.
Yeah,
they work. Like they work well together. Yep. You know, they're in simpatico, if you will. What's the name
of this
bowl?
Because the Monday Night Football sure the hell doesn't want to go against East Carolina, Boston College. That's for damn sure. Military Bowl.
Charlotte.
Think Military Bowl.
This one's always at Navy.
Yeah, Annapolis.
Oh, Annapolis, Maryland. Okay.
Birmingham Bowl.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, England. you've got Houston and Auburn. This is a pretty good
matchup. That's an interesting matchup.
That is Tuesday, December 28th at 11 in the morning. Okay, what's the spread?
Auburn minus 6.5.
3. Auburn minus 3. First Responder Bowl.
Who's playing?
Air Force in Louisville.
First Responder Bowl. I have no idea. I can't even conjure up a guess right now. My brain is fried.
It's in Dallas.
Okay.
Gerald Ford Stadium. Is that where TCU plays, I think?
Must be, yeah.
Yeah.
And in Liberty Bowl, if you miss this one.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Right. Texas Tech, Mississippi State. Mm. That's interesting. What's the spread?
Mississippi State minus 7.
8.5. The Holiday Bowl. One of the old bowls.
Yeah.
That next tier old bowl.
That's in Orlando, I believe, isn't it? Orlando, Florida? No.
You ought to get this one. Holiday Bowl. Been there forever.
I know.
Jeez. San Diego. Holiday Bowl.
That's right.
NC State.
Back when I was younger, it used to be the BYU Bowl because BYU played in that bowl every year. Remember that?
But it was always that the night before everything else. It was one.
For you younger listeners out there, there was a year. Was it 1984 when BYU won the national championship? It's a crazy year.
Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Minnesota and West Virginia. You're not going to get this.
I'm not going to get
Chase this. Field in Phoenix.
Okay.
Wednesday, what was I calling it? I'm not going to look this up. I can't give you that. We were talking about it the other day, what the name of it was. You remember which one we were talking about? I can't give you the site because that'll give it away. It's the
–
Cheetos or what was it?
We were talking about Wasabi.
Oh, yeah, the Wasabi Bowl. Where's the Wasabi Bowl?
I'm gonna say San Francisco.
No, we were talking about it, and you go, they have bowl games there. Remember, that's out of your mouth.
I said that. I don't remember what
Wasabi, and then we went into what Wasabi was, which is really good radio.
It's MLB's greatest ballpark.
Yeah.
It's at Fenway Park. Second greatest
ballpark. I wondered. I paused there for a second. It's at the Wasabi. Fenway Bowl, Virginia, and SMU. The Pinstripe.
Butts off in
the Pinstripe Bowl.
That's at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York, baby.
Virginia Tech and Maryland. The Cheez-It Bowl.
It's got to be somewhere in Wisconsin, I would guess.
Cheez-It Bowl. That would be Cheez-Its. You know, the snack.
Yeah, it's a delicious snack.
Clemson and Iowa State. And I'll just tell you right now, there are no bowl games in Wisconsin, Michigan, anywhere north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe if there's a close.
What's the name of this bowl and who's
playing?
It's
the Cheez-It Bowl with Clemson and Iowa State.
Cheez-It Bowl with Clemson and Iowa State.
Remember, you got the immature cheese and the mature cheese?
Yeah, I'm definitely the immature cheese.
I know. Cheez-It Bowl is in Orlando, Florida. All right. The Alamo Bowl.
San Antonio, Texas.
How about this? Oregon and Oklahoma.
That's an interesting
matchup. Not bad. All right, now on to Thursday, December 30th. the Duke's Mayo Bowl. By the way, every chef worth their whatever says Duke's Mayo is on the top shelf, and then there's everything else.
I've heard that.
Yeah, well, Duke's Mayo Bowl.
That's in Charlotte.
That is in Charlotte, correct. North Carolina, South Carolina.
Nice.
That's
good. That, a nice that,
hey,
for that, bad
that
boy,
will be.
Right?
Yeah, it's a Thursday morning game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Music City Bowl. Sound effects. The restaurant downstairs is opening.
Yeah.
I should have said the Transperfect Bowl. Would you have gotten that? The Transperfect?
Actually, that's
the
I would
title.
Have.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know
that's
you would have.
New title.
Yeah, the Transperfect Music City Bowl.
Music City Bowl's in Nashville, Tennessee, Greg.
Tennessee and Purdue. And we've already told you, Purdue opened as a 2.5-point favorite. The Chick-fil-A Blank Bowl.
Peach Bowl, Atlanta, mm-hmm. Georgia.
Michigan State and Pittsburgh.
That is
going
to be a
good
terrific matchup.
That's,
yeah.
That's 10 versus 12.
You're right, dude. For all those people that are down on bowl games, look at some of the matchups we got coming up, man.
And the Las Vegas Bowl is Wisconsin and Arizona State.
Yeah.
And then you've got, obviously, the Cotton Bowl Classic and the Orange Bowl Classic. We know what those are.
Dallas,
obviously.
Miami Gardens.
Yep. Yeah, and the
it's not Miami. It's Miami Gardens.
That's the it's what it says right there, Hard Rock Stadium. But that's obviously the college football playoff semifinals, Alabama, Cincinnati. And Alabama 13.5, Georgia 7.5. The Gator Bowl.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Wake Forest and Texas A&M, two top 25 teams.
Covered the Gator Bowl many years ago. Donovan McNabb's redshirt freshman season, first year starting for Syracuse. Him and Marvin Harrison put a 41 burger on Clemson, 41 donut.
Wake Forest, Texas A&M, what's the spread?
Two Wake top Forest, 25 teams? Texas A&M. What? That's another terrific matchup. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Wake Forest minus 3.5.
4.5. The Sun Bowl.
Tempe, Arizona.
It's been there forever.
El Paso, Texas.
Thank you. I wasn't going to let you off the hook.
Yeah.
Washington State in Miami. And that's always on CBS, and it's always really
New Year's Eve, right?
Well, not this year. It's on. Yeah. It is New Year's Eve this year, as a matter of fact. But it's all at the Sun Bowl. Here's my memories of it. It's always sunshiny and snowing.
Yep.
Right. It's like really bright yet blowing snow.
I remember one year Pitt played. I think they played Arizona State, and Pitt had Shady McCoy, and it was supposed to be this big matchup. Arizona State won 3-0.
The Arizona Bowl, Central Michigan and Boise State. It's in Tucson. Now, New Year's Day bowl games. The Outback Bowl is Arkansas and Penn State.
That's in Orlando.
No, it's in Tampa.
It's in Tampa, I meant.
What's the spread? Arkansas, Penn State.
Penn State minus 7.
Arkansas minus 4.
Oof.
How about that?
Wow.
Yep. Citrus Bowl.
Orlando, Florida.
Iowa and Kentucky. That's a good game. I'll watch that. Iowa, Kentucky. Interesting.
That's another.
That's a great opportunity for Kentucky playing on a New Year's Day bowl
game.
It is.
It is.
I wonder when the last time they played in it. They're not in the six. Well, they are in the six, right?
Yeah.
No, they're not. But anyway, Citrus Bowl. Kentucky, Iowa, spread.
Iowa minus 4.5.
Kentucky minus 1.5.
Really?
Yep. Fiesta Bowl.
Tempe, Arizona.
Glendale, but that's close enough. Notre Dame and Oklahoma State. How about that one? Rose Bowl. Ohio State and Utah.
Pasadena, California.
That's got a really good chance. Utah's legit.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they beat the crap
out
of Oregon.
Twice.
So Utah or at Ohio in Ohio State. I don't even know what the spread is in that one. Sugar Bowl is Baylor and Ole Miss. Two top 10 teams.
Mm.
That'll be, the over and under will be 92.
You're right.
What's the spread? Baylor, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss minus 6.5.
Two. And one other one, Tuesday, January 4th, the Texas Bowl is in Houston. Kansas State and LSU, and then the championship game is Monday, January 10th. I like it. Remember, there's been a few times that even after like the championship game, they'd play a few other bowl games.
It's like you're over it by now. We're in the NFL playoff mode after that.
So there is no bowl games after the national championship
game.
That's
good. And Orgeron's not coaching in that bowl game for LSU, correct?
I don't know, Larry.
Go Tigers!
He walked off the podium with the blondie, as Bill calls it.
He was there. The blondie was there.
Yeah, at the press conference.
Wow. Which one?
His final press conference.
Oh, I thought it was his final blondie.
No, I think he's got a few more of those.
All right. What's the spread?
Well, thank you.
Kansas State and LSU. What's the spread?
Kansas. LSU -3.
2.5.
Okay.
So there you go. Mildly embarrassing. I think you did better.
No, you exposed me for being a real dumbass. So I hope you're happy. And I know you are.
Mission accomplished. All right, we'll take a break. Teresa Walker, Associated Press, coming up next.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes by up to 99%. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Tri-State Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan Forecast. For today, showers and thunderstorms moving out of the area. We'll have mostly sunny skies this afternoon with temperatures falling into the lower 40s by evening rush. It'll be mainly clear and sharply colder tonight, below 28. Tuesday, sunny. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Craig Pope, John Burton, Patton Cook, running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Sun's coming out. This front's coming, going to blow through here,
yep.
And it's going to be well digger cold.
Yeah. It'd be colder than a mother-in-law's kiss.
I really wouldn't know. What in the... That's
an old one.
That's, I've got several that I can't use.
I was digging in the crates for that one.
Let's move on. Teresa Walker, Associated Press. Help us out, Teresa.
Morning, T.
Colder than the bottom of the NFL rankings in late December.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, the Detroit Lions, baby.
That's right.
Come on.
Motown, baby.
Winless no longer. It took them, about a year on the calendar to finally get a win?
364 days, T.
Really?
Yep.
Missed a full year by that much, and yet they managed to get one win. And I tell you, if you watch the celebration in that locker room afterwards, you can tell that they did not want to go winless this year. I mean, it's just miserable. And, Detroit's been through that, soon enough as it is. Nice to see them get off the schneid and get a win in the column. And if you're a Minnesota fan, though, talk about falling off the mountain after beating the Packers, right?
T, where were you with Harbaugh deciding to go for two yesterday in Pittsburgh?
I was actually in a hot tub in a mountain cabin in Tennessee.
I didn't mean where were you physically, the decision to go for it. What'd you think?
Oh, there you go, JB. I'll say this.
I want to hear about the hot tub.
Yeah, we'll get to the hot tub stuff later, but I want to know what you thought about Harbaugh's decision.
Well, I'll say this. Showing some super confidence, but you've got Justin Tucker. It's okay to live to keep fighting. But you're on the road, you're going for the win, and, I don't have a problem with it, but if you're going to go for two in that situation, come up with a better play. Get the 2 points. Go for the win. You've got to make it come through for you. And, instead, thanks to them, the Titans, that gives the Titans a little bit of an edge, climb up, back up the ranks of the AFC a bit. So, a good thing for the Tennessee Titans, and not so much for the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, and certainly you want to pull for the Bills tonight if you're Titans fans, because you already have the head-to-head win over the Bills, mm-hmm. and the Patriots have the head-to-head the other way with the Titans. And by the end of the evening, this thing really, you could have, five teams with 8 wins, 4 of them with 4 losses. If I'm doing the math right, I think 3 of them at 8-4, and then 1 at 8-5 or something like that. But you talk about a mad race these last 5 weeks for – and I think the Titans, even though they've, they're got, 18 people on the IR right now, with that schedule, still has a chance to be the number one seed.
Without a doubt, Greg. I mean, think about it. Yesterday they needed Washington to beat the Raiders. That happened. They needed the Chargers to beat the Bengals. That happened. I mean, you couldn't get everything to go your way. But shoot, even Pittsburgh, because they visit Pittsburgh in 2 weeks. They beat the Ravens to give them some help there. So, as I look at the standings today, they're looking pretty good, and that they're second in the AFC. So, they're in that knot, but they've got the head-to-head over the Chiefs, the Bills, and, the Raiders, they've got a better conference record than them. So that's why they're second in the AFC. They're off, and they move up a spot in the AFC. So that's not a bad thing. And then, we'll see what happens with the Bills and the Patriots tonight. Those teams meet twice down the stretch of the season. So, you're the Titans, just come back. Hopefully you're peeled up. Hopefully you get a little healthier as this week goes. We'll see if they, the 2 people who are eligible to come off the IR list this week are Julio Jones, Dane Cruikshank, both pair of people that they could absolutely use. Probably more Jones than even Cruikshank, just because you'd like to see some help in that wide receiving core. Golden Tate will have had another week to soak up and get into football shape a little bit more and learn what they're wanting and needing out of him out of this offensive side of the ball. But, if you can just start healing up now and, yes, take advantage of the schedule. And I know that in the back of everyone's heads, it's like, well, they lost the Jets. They lost the Texans. Can't take anything for credit down. Nothing can be taken for granted from this team through the rest of the season. But the opportunity is absolutely there for them to try to get that number one seed. Why does that matter? Well, it may not matter, but for a team that has been this banged up, a chance to rest up and feel better for the stretch run in the postseason, this is a team that you've got to take it. Even though I know Titan fans probably think you're buying playoffs and start reflexively, thinking, darn, Ravens, where are they? Where are they coming from? Well, 2000, we know that memory. We know what happened in 2008. Different coach, different team, different time. This is a team that absolutely could benefit from having the time off with a bye, if you know, to simply heal up. And we'll see if they can find a way to climb their way back up to that spot.
Yeah, I was right. Four teams at 8-4 right now: Patriots, Titans, Ravens, Chiefs. Bills win tonight. They're 8-4. Patriots would then go to 8-5. But then you also got another three teams with only five losses, a game back in the loss column. So that's eight. That's eight teams within one game of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
good. For seven playoffs.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, this is why they play the games. You know, for everybody who is panicking over the college football playoff and who'd be the final four teams, just let them play their way out, okay? Don't panic just yet. You know, that coaching cliche of 1 week at a time. On a hungry hog. You know, I'm sorry, I pulled that one out of the air. You just have to, you know, go with it and see how it plays. You know, Titans went into this week third in the AFC, now they're two. And there's 5 weeks left for them to play, and we'll just see how this shakes out. I still maintain that there's two things that have to happen for Tennessee. Heal up, get more guys back to something resembling full health. And I'm not just talking about the guys on IR. I'm talking about all the guys on the injury report. Harold Landry with his hamstring, Jeffrey Simmons with his ankle. You know, things that have been, you know, guys that are, you know, banged up enough that they're on the injury report. They're just able to keep playing, but they're not who they've been. I mean, they've gone 2 weeks now or two straight games without a sack, you know, without, you know, really doing the turnovers and takeaways that we've seen this defense get earlier in the year. They've got to get back to that. And when you're healthier, you've got a chance to better chase the quarterback and be in better position. You know, Kevin Byard, you know, he made that leap a week ago trying to get that ball away from, I think, Hunter Henry, and he just mistimed it. Well, the next day he goes on the COVID list. So, you know, these guys have been dealing with all sorts of things. So healing up is at the very top of the list before anything else.
Well, yeah, and they got to clean the turnovers up too, right, T? I mean, nine in their last two games, you're not going to beat anybody doing that.
Oh, that's the second thing to do after healing up is, you know, quit turning the ball over, guys. I mean, it's pretty simple. You know, with Dontrell Hilliard and Deontay Foreman, you know, those fumbles, it's like you can work on ball security. It's like, come on, the 3 points, you know, tuck that thing up there. Especially when you don't get your eyes so big looking at the end zone, you forget that you got to tote that thing under your arm. you know, and I got a feeling that that's been a topic of conversation last week, even as they focused on Tuesday and Wednesday on conditioning and recovery and things like that and lifting. I got to think that ball security is right there at the top of Mike Vrabel's to-do list. And we've seen them out there with the boxing gloves and all the things that they do to work on making sure guys are taking good care of the ball. Well, Foreman and Hilliard are guys who've only been around just over a month. So, you know, they haven't maybe done those drills as much as some of the other guys.
Teresa Walker is our guest from the Associated Press at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. What about Ryan Tannehill, T? You know, I mean, a lot of people are saying now, hey, when he doesn't have his full arsenal, he's not as effective. I believe he went into this weekend leading the NFL in interceptions. You know, he's not the player he was last year. Should Titans fans be concerned about 17?
Yeah. I mean, you know, let's be honest. You know, he doesn't have Derrick Henry, and he's the quarterback, and he has to be the guy that helps them step up and fill that void. And, you know, the things that you know, when he's been at his best, quick decision-making, getting the ball out quickly. And, you know, Mike Vrabel a week ago said that Ryan Tannehill has to be better with decision-making and ball placement. So if your head coach is saying that, I'm thinking that's an area that you absolutely need to improve, right? So, you know, but the problem is he's going to have to do that, you know, with the cast of receiving characters in that group that, you know, Westbrook, Akina, and, you know, shoot, now I'm going to have to think of the other guys.
Chester Rogers and, you know.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick and, you know, Cody Hollister, and maybe you get Julio Jones back. But, you know, communication's got to be better. And, yeah, Ryan Tannehill, you know, you're an NFL quarterback. You know, your record with the Tennessee Titans, I think it was 27-6-10 before the two losses to the Texans and the Patriots. You know, that's a pretty good record. You know, he's got plenty of comeback wins in the fourth quarter and overtime. He's done some of those flashy things. Right now, it's some grunt work. Carry this team, carry this offense, and lead the way.
Well, in the last time out, what, 280 rushing yards, I think? And because I think Hilliard and Foreman are the nice balance of each other. Foreman a little bit more of the power. Hilliard a little bit more of the breakaway, and maybe give him what Darrington Evans. Remember him?
Oh, I forgot he was on the team. Thanks for reminding me.
Whatever he was supposed to bring.
Remember how excited we were when the Titans drafted this guy?
The change of pace.
Yeah,
the change of pace
screen
was
game,
here was the change of pace.
Full stop.
But I think that balance is there. The offensive line obviously run blocked well. Mm-hmm. But then again, you're throwing to receivers that are ultimately you're what, fifth, sixth, and seventh and eighth receivers down the line, right?
Right, but that's why I asked her about Tannehill, because, listen, a good quarterback, an elite quarterback, you're supposed to make whatever's around you better.
You may tell you who the biggest disappointment on this offense is?
Who?
In my mind?
Who?
Anthony Firkser.
Yeah, great point.
I know he was dinged up early, and Swaim and Pruitt's ahead of him.
Yep.
But where's Firkser been? And because they once they lost Jonnu Smith to free agency, they stayed pat at tight end.
And they came out and basically said, "Hey, we're fine at tight end. Yeah. We got Anthony Firkser. How about it, T?"
Well, and that's the thing. Firkser has not been the guy that you'd hope. He had I think it was a knee injury early in the year, so maybe he's still kind of hobbling through that and trying to push through it. But you're right. I mean, Swaim and Michael Pruitt have been the better receiving options at tight end. And, Swain's been dealing with an injury the last couple of weeks. And, Pruitt, game in Seattle, he's making catches all over the field. And then he just disappears for weeks at a time. So not really sure why those guys aren't, Swain's been dealing with an injury. But for Firkser and Michael Pruitt, you've got to – the ball comes to you, you got to make the catch. It's just that simple. That's your job in this offense as a tight end. And, they've been asked a lot to help with the run game, and until this last week, they were doing a lot of chipping and helping and, helping close to the line, and that can take you out of the receiving portion of the offense. But, they're going to have to find a way to show up, and maybe the way the offensive line blocked against the Patriots is them clicking into gear here as we go into December, and we'll see if they can carry that over. If they can, then that gives those tight ends the ability to break loose and to get them out into pass routes to make them more effective. And goodness knows, with the receiving crew that they've got, as of now, with Julio Jones still on IR, they absolutely need more production from their tight end.
Switch gears, the TransPerfect Music City Bowl, Tennessee for the third time. Purdue, Thursday, December 20th, 2 in the afternoon. I like the matchup. I think Tennessee, you either want to go in a bowl, there's two ways. You're either going up and feeling good, or you're going down thinking you should be somewhere better. Tennessee, I think, comes in here on an uptick, as does Purdue. This promises, and Purdue's a slight favorite already. I think it's a really good Music City Bowl matchup.
And with Tennessee being here, I think it's a perfect match for both bowl and program, T.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be an easy drive. I know Tennessee fans who made sure to get their tickets yesterday, soon after the hearing was announced. It's a short drive. Tennessee fans are everywhere, so you would think that you have a nice packed stadium. Purdue fans are kind of excited about it because they had a ball their last time in town, at least until the game.
Auburn beat them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Like 60 to
beat
nothing.
Beat them like a drum, Jarrett Stidham ended up going, looking like an NFL prospect after that game. But, they had a good time, so and both of these offenses, they like – Purdue loves to throw the ball. Their social game media is – social media game is bar none. I mean, after they beat number two Iowa, what the tweet was amazing. We just beat the number two out of Iowa. And it's like, this should be some fun stuff. And I do like the – it's an afternoon game. I like the time. And, this should be a heck of a game. I'll say this, though. There's more on the line for Tennessee. Because Tennessee can put a nice little, bowl win on the top of a debut season for Josh Heupel. And hopefully Tennessee Vol fans have stopped hyperventilating, worrying about him going to Oklahoma with them introducing Brent Venables today as the new head coach over there. But, with signing day, coming up here in a few days, this is a chance to, polish up and show what Tennessee did under Heupel in the first season and, go and add a little bit more to the resume.
Yeah, 8-5 with a bowl win sounds better than 7-6 without one, no doubt.
Amen.
Amen. Can I get a hallelujah?
Maybe. It's still Monday and it's still early.
Can I get a game without a turnover? How about that? Let's start there.
I tell you, if we can just have some games without turnovers, you know, Titans had climbed their way up, circling back to them. They had climbed their way to the plus side, and now they're at the bottom looking back up again. So this is a team that led the NFL last year in the takeaway margin, and right now they are – you know, going into this weekend, they were looking up at the rest of the NFL except for two teams. So you've got to take care of the ball. And, you know, they've already got more turnovers as a team as they had more than all of last season. So they have got to get better there.
Teresa, thanks a lot. Enjoy the week. We'll talk to you next Monday after the Jags game. Appreciate it.
Thanks, T.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, the F&M Bank phone line's wide open to the top of the hour if you can get in on here and give us a call. 6-1. I'm surprised Dr. Detroit hadn't called.
Oh, he's still hungover, probably. Yeah, he's I don't think he's been to bed yet.
No, he's under the bed. He is under the bed and can't get out. 615-844-5600.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
866-509-8376. 866-509-8376. 866-509-8376. 866-509-8376.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about SOLT. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking SOLT today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to SOLT.com/radio to get started.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got Snowball Derby, Chase Elliott versus Tanner Faust, burnouts on Broadway in Nashville, plus who won the Cup Series Most Popular Driver Award for 2021? Grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Chase Elliott, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
I think that was a clue. Every single weekday right here.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Coldall, coldest team in town. Let's head back to the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Kenny the Mailman. Hello,
hey, Kenny. What's up, man?
Fellas, I'm in a good mood because yesterday I spent time with my family.
My family?
Who knew LSU was going to hire Foghorn Leghorn?
What a joke that was. Come on, Brian Kelly. Give us a break. Guy from Boston. I'm here with my family. It's great to be here. But in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Give me some boudin.
That's right. I'm going to eat some gumbo.
They showed the crowd at the basketball game, though. They ate it up with hot sauce. So it is what it is.
It is what it is, my peoples.
Two things. I know you can't remember every phone conversation, but our last call Friday, I told you, until Georgia, they might have the roster of Alabama. They might have the coaches of Alabama. Their Ouija board might be pointing toward them. Until they beat them once, they'll never beat them.
Yeah,
and,
man.
I think if they match up in the championship game, Alabama will beat them even worse, and they'll probably run for 300 yards. It's just it's amazing.
It really is.
Do you want to see, not if you don't have an SEC, I want to see an SEC all-final, okay? Because I'm an SEC fan. I live in the SEC footprint. I've been my whole life. Does part of me want to see Michigan in Alabama instead of a rematch? Because Georgia had its shot, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what Michigan has.
Two SEC teams, because I know it'd bug about 70%.
Well, that's true. In the end of the day, yeah, I wanted to be an all SEC team.
But
too.
I was also going to say something about the Liberty Bowl. Mm-hmm. They knew better than to do the matchup that they did. That has a chance of getting really, really ugly because the doofus at Mississippi State won't let this go. I'm predicting that's going to be very ugly. Y'all do know the history behind that, don't you?
Well, we do, but for our listeners that don't, run it back.
Well, Texas Tech fired fired him. It was a lot of it, too, and it was there. It was Craig James's son that ended up Craig James mm-hmm. suing him because they locked him in some something on by the stadium there, some dark dungeon they locked him in or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know exactly what they were doing with that matchup because
But there's still a lawsuit between Leach and mm-hmm. Tech over amount of money still.
There is. Oh yeah.
You just shake your head, and for 2,000 or 3,000 more ticket sales, that has a chance to get really, really ugly.
Listen, I'll pay attention to it. I want to see the train wreck.
Well, I'm going to spend some more time with my family this afternoon. Don't worry about it.
Please give our best to your family, Kenny the Mailman.
When will he be eating grits for breakfast?
Oh, if it helps him get recruits, trust me, he's probably doing it right
now. I tell everybody grits are a trick. We give them to Northerners and act like we eat them.
That's a good complex carb, man.
Grits are good, man. They're made out of corn.
Yeah, it's good complex carbs.
If you got to put 9 ounces of sugar on top of something to eat it, it's not that good.
I butter all day.
See y'all later.
You're doing to your oatmeal. Oatmeal and grits are different.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I go butter on my grits. I don't put sugar on mine. Yeah. What do you put on your grits there, Greg?
Shrimp.
Scrimps?
Scrimpses.
Got some scrimps?
A little hot sauce.
Hey, dog, let me get some of them scrimps.
Mm-hmm. Scrimpses. let's take them.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf. Tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier,
And they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, showers and thunderstorms moving out of the area. We'll have mostly sunny skies this afternoon with temperatures falling into the lower 40s by evening rush. It'll be mainly clear and sharply colder tonight, below 28. Tuesday, sunny. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You know, this Hiram Poole thing on Twitter, I think it's Big Joe Dubin. Come clean. Come clean, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, I know the way you operate.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody, Joe.
Yeah, this guy's been banging our Twitter, and he's got zero followers, and he's following three. And yeah. Three things you've never heard of.
And he tweets... He at mentions us in like
everybody.
The weirdest the weirdest stuff. Yeah.
It's definitely Joe.
I think it's Joe Dubin messing around.
It's definitely Big Joe.
Come clean,
and
Joe.
And if you don't like it, send me, you know, have your agent and lawyer send me a cease and desist. Oh, she can't because she's mine too.
Well, there you go. Hey-o. Uh-huh. Hey-o.
All right. So what are you going to do anything anytime soon?
I do stuff all the time. I did this show for 2 hours, didn't I?
Oh, my God. Are you going to take a nap?
Yeah, I'm exhausted. No, I'm busy today. I got a couple training appointments.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
So that Channel 5 thing not working for you anymore?
I'll actually be working tomorrow. I'm normally off on Tuesdays, but Steve's got a Belmont game he's going to be calling, so he asked me to fill in for him, and I gladly said yes. So I will be on a rare Tuesday appearance.
I noticed last night, and of course, Steve, you know, doing the Belmont men's games, mm-hmm. That last night the college basketball roundup led with Belmont.
Oh,
I noticed that.
What a shock. Who didn't see that coming?
Yeah, well, it's sure. There wasn't a lot of other games yesterday.
Absolutely.
Some games. Hey, we've got Grizzlies basketball tonight. The Grizzlies.
Red hot, man.
Yeah.
Get on board.
Four in a row. They've won
Nashville,
four in a row.
That's your NBA team. Get on board. They're playing well. They're fun to watch.
6:30. Right? Yep. 6:30
the
pregame.
Obviously.
Yep. Eric Hasseltine. 6:30 the pregame. 7 o'clock the tip-off tonight against the Miami Heat down at the FedEx Forum. They beat the Mavericks on the road Saturday, 97-91. They've won four in a row, and we've got the game tonight and still without Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it without Ja.
By the way, this is just coming out as expected. Pat and Mario Cristobal is leaving Oregon for Miami.
Going home.
They fired Manny Diaz, obviously, so there had been heavy rumors that Mario Cristobal would come home to Miami to coast the Hurricanes.
I always thought he was a fish out of water in Oregon or a duck out of water or whatever.
Yeah, I like that, duck out of water. Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow morning at 9:25, Scott Ramsey, he is the executive director of the Transperfect Music City Bowl, and at 10:25, Eli Gold, the voice of Alabama football.
Touchdown, Alabama! The Crimson Tide!
Yeah. Oh, well, that'd be great. He's been on the show before. Yeah, great. Obviously, legendary Alabama radio play-by-play guy. Also does a lot with NASCAR during the summer as well. So,
yeah. Be good Eli to catch up with Eli 30, Gold. I'd say going back to the early 90s, I've known Eli. So, good dude on top of everything. Actually, one year, the Preds were partially on our station and partially on their flagship, a different flagship station than where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the pregame, the intermissions, and the postgame with Eli.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was back, what it is.
Like, Eli's a big hockey fan.
Well,
isn't he?
They had tried initially. Oh, yeah. They had tried initially to simulcast Pete and Terry on radio and TV,
right.
And it just didn't work.
Yeah.
It just didn't work.
Yeah.
So they moved Terry and Pete to TV, and they put Eli on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked with Eli one year when we had, I don't have any of the games, home games, maybe 15, 20 of the home games on our station. That's good. And getting so, and I'd already known Eli, you know, 20 years from the SEC days.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, good dude on top of everything else. So we'll have Eli on tomorrow. I know a lot of Alabama fans around here. Man, oh, man.
I
got them. Bubba Spears.
They were all out Saturday night, believe me. They were, yeah. There was a sea of crimson out on Broadway Saturday night. And they were crowing and, you know.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the champ until somebody dethrones them,
mm-hmm.
you know. It just, you know, their loss was what? At Texas A&M. Then where'd Texas A&M end up?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They definitely, you know, got the train back on the tracks. And like I said, pretty dominant performance over a really good Georgia team and a really good Georgia defense. They deserve to be the number one seed in the CFP.
Sometimes you got to win a game like Auburn, too. Maybe you don't deserve it, but they did.
That kid doesn't run out of bounds, though. We're probably having a different conversation this morning for Auburn. But what are you going to do?
George Plaster this afternoon. What I'm going to do, Zach and Ray and Bruno, the afternoon stretch this afternoon, 4 to 6. Got Grizzlies basketball, as we mentioned, 6:30 the pregame, 7 o'clock the tip-off against the Miami Heat. The Eric Hess Asseltine with the call on that. We'll be back in here tomorrow morning again. Eli Gold will join us and also Scott Ramsey from the Transperfect Music City Bowl. Have a great day, everybody. Jim Rome next.